Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and welcome to the couch, as you always are every Friday, 11 Pacific time, here on the country's most listened to internet talk station, irreverent, cool, and entertaining LA Talk Radio. And boy, have I got a show for you today. As always, here on the couch, we're going to talk about so many things that have to do with healing. Yeah, I usually talk about relationship issues and, you know, self-exploration and, you know, kind of self-insight, things like that. But, I mean, this incorporates it as well, especially a lot of those concepts. But specifically today, we're talking about a subject that has always fascinated me. And I've got great experts for you to do. And we've all heard those stories about hands-on healing techniques, right, to manage pain. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about, BioTouch, today. I encourage you guys to call in if you'd like, but I would really appreciate if you emailed me. We've got both my listeners on the air today, and I'm going to go with the emails, okay? So it's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. If you have any comments or questions for my guests and myself today, go for it. Love to hear from you. Yeah, you can call in. You know the number, guys, 323-203-0815. But again, we're really trying to get with it on the emails because it makes it a lot faster to answer your questions and get to the things. So let's just get into it right now. And okay, so the whole idea of, you know, hands-on healing techniques, it's an ancient history. I mean, it's been around for thousands of years. By tribal medicine people on every continent. It's also been a part of many religious traditions. And in mainstream Western society, you know, guys, hands-on healing has been treated either as a myth many times or like a mysterious talent, right? We're just catching up to these things and given only to a special few. Now, we've come out with a lot of energy healing, Reiki, and a lot of that kind of thing, especially, you know, since the about the last 30 years, it's become really popular. But what we're finding out more and more is that everyone has healing energy, and everybody is capable of generating or transmitting it. And so you say it's simple, huh? Yeah, right. Come on, hogwash. That's corny, isn't it? Well, today we're going to hear about some of the awesome stories of how many people have been healed and have actually managed horrible symptoms that come with serious diseases, not to mention the folks who I work with who have depression and anxiety. So without further ado, we're going to get to my guests today, Deborah Childhouse and Paul Buckey. They discovered the healing techniques of BioTouch, and especially Paul, when his chronic back pain completely disappeared after being treated with this. That's when Paul decided that it was his mission to learn this form of healing so he could be of service to others. And, you know, of course, Deborah, she is the author of BioTouch, the book we're talking about today. And she sits on the board of directors of the International Foundation of Biomagnetics. It's the educational arm for the BioTouch organization. And she has also been the editor and contributing writer for the monthly online newsletter from the International Foundation of Nonprofit Biomagnetics Group. And Paul, Deborah, welcome to the show today. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you guys are awesome. What a great book. I mean, you know, you put it together, Deborah and Paul. Your contribution of, you know, how profoundly this kind of healing affected you blew me away. And also, guys, we're going to be talking about some of the stories of the people who really got healed which these are real life stories, and you can check these out as well. And we're going to talk about the science behind it. So as you know, I always like to ask my specialists, my authors, what got them into their, you know, passion for talking about something. So what got you interested in this concept, Deborah, of biotech, on this hands-on healing thing?
Well, this really started back in 1980 when I saw a movie that came out called Resurrection. And Ellen Burstyn played the role of a hands-on healer, and she was taking away people's pain, and she was taking away symptoms of their disease. And I was just blown away because, wow, you know, that concept was just incredible to me. I hadn't really thought about it. And unfortunately, 8 years before that, I had had two tragedies happen in my life. Excuse me, my boyfriend was killed in an automobile accident,
and my
father died 6 months later of a heart attack.
Wow. So, I am so sorry, Deborah. Gosh.
Oh, thank you.
That's trauma. That's
horrible
trauma. Yeah.
Horrible time. And as I was watching this movie, I was thinking, what if I had known how to do something like that? Could I have helped them? You know, I don't know. But so the next day, I decided to go to the bookstore and see if I can find some books on how to do this hands-on healing, if it was even possible for me.
Yes.
And so I did. I found two books, and back in 1980, you know, there weren't a lot, but these two books I took home and I read them, and, you know, they said that you can do this, anyone can do this, but you have to concentrate. It's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You have to center yourself and meditate and bring heat into your fingertips and lights coming out of your fingertips. And I was like, uh-oh,
really?
This is hard.
Right, exactly.
But I tried it on friends and family,
yes.
And, you know, sometimes I could actually get my hands warm and, like, take away somebody's headache. But most of the time, my hands remained cold, and I was useless at this.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, maybe this isn't for me. But 6 years ago, my daughter came down with viral meningitis, and she was so sick.
Yeah, honey.
And she was in so much pain, and her doctors were trying so hard to take away her pain with pain shots and pain medications,
sure.
And nothing was really working. And I'm trying to bring heat in my hands. I'm trying to touch her head and neck, and that's not working. And it was like a horrible time. I was so scared, you know. It was awful. Well, thank goodness she went on to heal, you know, and she recovered on her own. But I was forever changed. I never wanted to feel that helpless or hopeless ever again. So I said to myself, I have to find a healing method that I really could do, that really would work.
Right.
And I remembered a year before I'd read an article online about this healing technique called BioTouch.
Hmm.
And I'd been interested and fascinated, but I was busy, so I just printed off the article, I threw it in a drawer, and I said, oh, I'll read this another time.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't wait to read that article again.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that the BioTouch organization had a center right here in Tucson where I happen to live.
Perfect.
And so I called up, and they give classes on how to do this.
Mm.
And I signed up for the first class, the introductory class. And, you know, I went there, and I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
But the instructor said, oh, you know, anyone can do this. Even children can do this. You can learn this. It's easy. You don't have to meditate or center yourself or concentrate or have any specific beliefs or, you know, innate abilities. And I said, oh, good. I'm definitely in the right place.
That's right. Oh, that's funny. And yeah, I would think, you know, like children, and maybe this is my naivete, but I would think children would be even more powerful because of their innocence, you know, and their, I don't know.
They don't let it get in the way. Yeah. All this. Yes. There was actually a 10 or 11-year-old girl that was in one of the classes. I was watching her, and it was like innate in her. I mean, she just went right for the points. You know, there's specific points we touch, and it just seemed so natural for her.
Right. That's amazing. So how did you, Deborah, and Paul get to know each other and, you know, decide to collaborate on this book?
Well, what happened was, do you want me to answer that one?
Yeah.
Well, I had heard of Paul in that first class. You know, he was kind of a legend there around the BioTouch organization there. I had heard of him, but I hadn't met him yet.
Mm-hmm.
And after that first class, I was so fascinated that I wanted to go and take a second class.
Huh.
And And he came, and he was the instructor for the second class. And it was funny, because when I met him, I thought, wow, have I met him before somewhere? Do I know him? He seemed very familiar to
me. Right. That's cool. So you kind of got together, you met, you talked, and then it was
Yes, what happened was I decided I wanted to volunteer there at the BioTouch Center because not only do people, you know, can people come and take the classes there, people can also come and have BioTouch sessions there, and they are free of charge.
Yes.
I mean, this is an organization that is nonprofit and teaching foundation, and I was like, wow, I was blown away by that, and I wanted to become one of the volunteers who actually worked at the center there. So I went on to take, you know, the classes, and there's an internship program, and so we got to know each other, you know, there, volunteering there at the center.
Wow. So, Paul, you were kind of like a BioTouch guru after you had, I know that you had some issues physically, and you had a few treatments, and boom, it was amazing, some of the results that you got, huh?
Well, yeah, especially the circumstances that surrounded getting the sessions, the first treatment, which was in a little town in Colorado, actually a town of about 900 people, and those were back in my hippie days when I had spent about 10 years living out on the land, and Deborah writes about that in the book, and that's sort of a fun interaction of me living out there, you know, taking baths with the beavers, and that just sort of, she just couldn't handle that part of it.
You're
so anyhow,
hippie,
there was this whole time of living out there, and I moved into this little town. It was a very conservative community, and I was the town hippie.
Right.
And they all accepted me really well. I'd gotten a back problem in that town, and this is back in the 80s, and the whole town started talking about these couple that were doing healing work. And back in the 80s, that was sort of unheard of.
Wow, yeah, it was.
And they didn't have a telephone, so they told me where the folks lived. And, of course, in those days, I didn't want anything to do with people that did healing work or gurus or FBI, CIA, any of those kinds of things.
Yeah,
I'd pretty much given up anybody that had a title.
Yes.
But I'd had the pain for a year, that sciatic nerve pain, and none of the self-healing techniques worked.
Yes.
And so I was on the way to the dump one day, and here was these people's home that I thought they told me where the, Norman and Carol lived.
Yeah.
So I drove up, and this guy comes out on the embankment, and he looked like a guy in the 50s in the Navy, a big barrel chest, tight white T-shirt, rolled up sleeves, cigarettes in the sleeves, that groom and clean ducktail look, and I'm down there, you know, cut off shorts and flip-flops, and I'm like, uh-oh, I must be in the wrong place. So I said, you know, I'm looking for some guy that does healing work around here. And he said, well, that's me. My name's Norman.
Cool.
And I was like, whoa. So he says, come on up to the house. And we go up to the house. We open the sliding glass doors, and I'm inundated with smoke. by the time I could see through the smoke, here's his wife. She has a big bouffant hairdo, tons of makeup, tight jeans, you know. And I'm like, I sit down at the table, and I'm like, I'm impressed. I was impressed, you know, because there was no pretense of healing. There was no whale music or incense. And we just talked about local gossip things. And he offered me, you know, cigarette and coffee and cookies. And, you know, if you were to mention brown rice and broccoli to this couple, they'd run you out of the house. And so basically after 20 minutes of just talking, he took me in the room and he had me remove my shirt, just sitting on the bed, and he actually took the index and middle finger of his hands and started to touch me lightly like a butterfly landing on me.
Wow.
And then about 15 minutes later, I hear the door close, and I assume he's done, and I go out there and I ask him, well, what'd you do? He said, I just touched. And I said, well, what should I expect happen? He says, whatever. And I said, well, should I come back? He says, if you want. I couldn't get any answers out of
this. Yeah, it's very casual, right?
And so when I said, well, how much do I owe you? He said, oh, no, we don't charge. And I was totally, it's just like blown away, because most time healing had a big price to it. And then people said you had to do A, B, C, and D, but there was nothing. You didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to pay. So I came back a second time, and it was actually after the second time that the pain was literally gone.
Yes,
And then I spent about 6 months to 8 months of my back just started to readjust itself without any manipulation.
Wow, that's amazing. So, that's a great story, Paul.
It was really interesting.
Wow, that is so cool. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio, and we're talking about the book BioTouch. It's a really good read, and it's a comfortable read and tells you great stories and information about the science behind the healing with the power in our fingertips. It's the real deal. It's been around for ages in many different cultures all around the world. But this is a technique that you've got to really read it to understand more about it. It's an excellent book. And my special guests, of course, today, the author of BioTouch, is Deborah Childhouse, and also Paul Buckey, who's a contributing person in the book, and also, you know, opened up and shared with Deborah the technique when he met her at the BioTouch Center, which is amazing. And so there's a lot of great stories in this book, too, about folks who have been healed. And this is what's so fascinating to me, is if you interview these people or you Google them or find out, this is the real deal. This is not just, you know, a movie, right? This is what the resurrection that Deborah said that she was inspired by back in 1980. Deborah, you and I weren't even born then, were we? I don't think
so.
Oh,
heck no.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, this is a great method. If we could talk a little bit more about some of the folks in your book, the testimonials. You know, there's a great one from Curtis. There's some amazing stories in there. So can you, Deborah or Paul, touch on, if no pun intended, some of the stories that, you know, you share in this book that are just amazing about the healing that took place from BioTouch?
Well, basically, what happened was I was working with Paul. It had been about a year at that point that I had been working there at the center volunteering. And one day he said to me, you know, somebody needs to write the book about BioTouch. Mm. More people need to know about it, hear about it, so that they can learn it, they can share it in their homes, their neighbors, their friends, you know, their loved ones. And, you know, people all over the planet can feel better just, you know, as a community of healing. And I thought, wow, I could do that.
Yes.
You know, I had been, you know, so amazed at everything that I had seen at that BioTouch Center in that year that I had worked, and how people had gotten to feel so much better, you know, just under my own fingertips as I was working on them.
Right.
And I knew that, you know, BioTouch was like the best kept secret, and more people needed to hear about it. There's so many people suffering, and they don't realize that there's something else that they can do.
Right.
Because BioTouch is a perfect complement to, you know, medical mainstream protocols. So
right.
No matter what else you're doing medically, it helps and enhances it. And so, you know, I thought about all the things I had seen and all the people that I had, you know, worked on.
Yes.
And the changes. For instance, you know, there was a man who, my gosh, he had a terrible stroke, and his left side was so weakened. And he was coming to the center, and, you know, he had his walker with him, and, you know, he needed it. It was really hard to watch him try to make his way from, you know, the waiting area to, you know, the session room, you know, where we take people to, you know, on the massage, you know, tables. And so I would work on him, and I could see how that left side was getting stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able then to leave his walker in that, in the outer room there, and walk himself at least 40 feet down to, you know, the room there. And that was so glorious to be able to see that, you know, happening for him. And he was so thrilled.
Wow.
And then there was the lady that, she had terrible arthritis, and it started from her thumbs, and it went all the way up her arms to her shoulders. And
wow.
I mean, her thumbs were basically frozen.
Wow.
And, you know, she was in a lot of pain, and it was very disabling. And I was working on her, and I would work on her once a week for a couple of months. And I'll never forget the day that she came in. She hopped up on the massage table, and she put her hands up, and she wiggled her thumbs, and she had the biggest smile on her face. And I was like, wow.
That's
you
amazing.
Know, like I started to cry because, you know, it's this is something that one person just does for another, just lightly touching them on specific points on the body.
Yes.
And these points and this touch just seems to encourage your own body to heal itself is really what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's glorious to see that. I had people that came in with, you know, with everything from terrible psoriasis to a broken heart.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And then, of course, you know, the most amazing story are two. Well, one is Paul's mother, which I'll let him tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other one is Curtis, who you mentioned.
Yeah.
And Curtis, I actually included his testimonial in my book. We have a testimonial book there at the center and also online as well. But he had written his experiences with BioTouch, and they were so amazing that word for word, I just put his testimonial in the book. Mm. But he was a 74-year-old man who had a genetic disease called retinitis pigmentosa.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was blind. And he had been blind for about 5 or 6 years when his friend told him about BioTouch. And so he started to come to get, you know, his sessions in. And, you know, eventually he started to be able to see light coming in the window.
Mm.
And then he could see a mountain. His friend was driving him in the car. This was in Colorado.
Right?
And he could look at it. And he could make out the, you know, the mountain,
Whoa.
You know, the outline of the mountain.
Yes.
And then he was able to see a tree. And then he was able to see his own face in the bathroom mirror.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, he was... You know, just to hear and read his words, it was awe-inspiring.
And this was after the BioTouch treatments. Did he have a lot of treatments, several, or
you know, I don't, Paul, do you know how many treatments
he had? He came in, I think a friend of his drove him, because his friend had some amazing results, too.
Mm.
But I think he came a couple times a week. I mean, this was for months. It's not... We're not faith healers, so we didn't just slap him on the forehead and all of a sudden
hailed.
Yeah. It took months and months and months,
right.
You know, for him to, and other things improved in him too. So
mm-hmm.
it was a long process, but an amazing story in the end.
That's cool. So what was the story with your mom, Paul?
Well, she, her husband had died, and she ended up passing out in her office, and the EMTs took her to the hospital and they put a temporary pacemaker in. And I was in Hawaii at the time with my brother.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we get a call that she's in intensive care.
Oh, no.
Her blood pressure dropped.
Mm.
The pacemaker had punctured her heart.
Oh, my God.
So they put her on the operating table, and she actually died on the table for a moment. They revived her. Did the open heart surgery, I think a double or triple bypass.
Mm-hmm.
Basically they called us and said, well, it's going to be tough, and if she lives, she'll pretty much be a vegetable.
Oh, wow.
So I got on a plane from Hawaii, went to Denver, and at that time I'd known BioTouch for a couple of years, and I was going to, you know, go against the system, but the system pretty much let me in there. She was in ICU, and I walked right in there, and I started doing this BioTouch with her.
Right.
And actually did it every 6 hours.
Wow.
Saw some amazing things while she was in the coma. The first thing was she wasn't taking any kind of metabolic medication, and the staff was amazed at that.
Right.
If her blood pressure did something weird, I would do the blood pressure set, and that would level out. She was intubated, so I had to work on her lungs a lot. But she was doing really well in this coma as far as the body continuing to go.
Wow.
And basically after, about, I think it was a couple of weeks, you know, I said to her, you know, if you're going to live, then now's the time, and it'll be hard work. And if you need to check out, that'd be fine, too,
mm-hmm.
and we love you.
Oh,
and the next night, she woke up, and the short part of this story is 6 months later, even though they said she'd never really walk or talk, she was, we'd moved her to Hawaii, and she was walking on a beach.
Wow.
That is
amazing.
The one thing I did learn was hanging out in that intensive care and seeing families distraught.
Yes, of
and
course.
Anxious and fearful, and I realized how important BioTouch was to get out to the masses of people, to give folks something they could at least do to help their loved ones in a usually hopeless situation.
Wow.
And that's where I really committed to getting this out to the public.
Oh, man. Isn't that an amazing thing to have that power to help your mom like that, too? I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was amazing. And she lived quite a few years.
Wow.
And she had some stroke symptoms. And,
yes, yes.
And it was a tough go. But,
well, sure.
She lived for quite a few years.
Wow.
Quite healthy and very sharp.
That's amazing. And, you know, that leads me to a perfect kind of a segue here. We have a listener who emailed me here at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, Trish. And this is a perfect thing because she asks, let's see if I can read this clearly. She says something about, now, do you have to believe that it works in order for it to work? But the story you just told me, Paul, is that your mother was actually, she was in a coma. So she had no idea that you were there probably performing the BioTouch on her. So
yeah, the belief system, the nice thing about BioTouch when I met Norman and in this little community was recognizing that here was a technique that did not require any belief system either for the practitioner, the person doing it, or the person having it done. There's no belief system. It's a natural process. It sort of helps us reclaim our birthright to be healthy, happy, and loved. And it, all you have to do is do these few sets of points, depending on a problem, without a belief. You know, you can be thinking about what you're going to eat for dinner, you know, and still do the technique, and it's going to be effective. There's no centering. There's no focusing. So, yeah, with her, she didn't believe in it. And I've even worked on little children who sometimes I had to put them in a headlock because they were so squirmy to work on their cold and their flu. And it worked. So that's the nice thing about the technique.
So talking about the technique, by the way, we have a lot of other emails that say, okay, so let's get to it. It seems like everybody's getting excited. We've got Sarah. Thank you for emailing me here. Andrew, Katie, and Josh are all saying, so how does it work? So if you guys have any other questions, by the way, like Sarah, Andrew, Katie, and Josh, you can email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And we're talking about BioTouch here with the author of the book BioTouch, Deborah Childhouse, and also Paul Buckey contributing to the book and also a practitioner of the BioTouch. So, hey, let's talk about how this works. I mean, it sounds great. You keep saying that you don't have to have any sort of psychological kind of state you get into of the, you know, vibrating or having the energy or what. How does this work then?
Well, that's interesting. We did some research with three different kinds of professional people, and Deborah actually has in her book the foreword written by Gary Schwartz, who's a professor and PhD at the University of Arizona, and he has some of his data there. Our website has some of the research data, too, justtouch.com. And we also did some research with a woman who was a director of nursing at the university, Northwestern Oklahoma State University, and she actually wrote the afterword and talks about what she found with the research. And basically what they found across the board was a significant drop pre-post-session in stress, pain, feeling more relaxed, and also there was a blood pressure measurement. We found a lowering of people that had a higher level of blood pressure. We also found with Dr. Stevenson from Texas, who did some blood spot testing and saliva testing to find out there was actually a change in some of the hormonal levels, especially nighttime cortisol levels. It was regulated.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So these are all effects.
Yes.
They don't tell us anything about how it works.
Okay.
It only tells us there seems to be effects. And as Gary Schwartz says, he basically just called it a high level of love was being, that's how he thinks hands-on healing is done.
Okay.
And the research with Dr. Schwartz, there's also Dr. Colin Ross, who just wrote a book called Human Energy Field. Gary Schwartz wrote a book, Energy Healing Experiment.
Right.
And these are PhDs and MDs who are actually doing the research to show that there is something that's emanated from us to another human being for the power of healing, and that we all possess that.
Right.
So the research is out there.
Yes.
What's nice is we just seem to have a technique created by a mining engineer in Colorado that makes it available for the masses of people without levels. Mm. There are no level of healers here. Everybody's effective the first time they do it.
Wow.
I could teach your audience how to do it immediately on the radio.
Ooh, let's do that. Ooh, yeah. Let's do it, Paul. I'm excited. Let's do it right now. Come on, Deborah. Come on, Paul. I think now I've gotten about 10 emails here. Let's do it. Let's find out. I'm ready.
So All this is available through our little manual and DVD, too. Especially there's a free part of it where you get the first 10 pages of what I'm going to share right now. And this is the key to the system.
Okay.
If this is all you learn, this starts a healing process.
Okay.
The key is, the first thing you do is you're going to use the index and the middle finger of your dominant hand to do these first 2 points.
Okay.
So you take the index and middle finger. Now, the technique is most consistently effective when one person touches another.
Okay.
But if you don't have someone sitting next to you, you can just try it on yourself at least to learn where the points are.
Right. So it's like you can't tickle yourself, right? Same
right,
kind of
concept. Right, that's exactly what we say to people. And I think when they start doing research, they're going to find there's a huge difference neurologically, chemically, when someone touches you compared to when you touch yourself.
Okay.
So this is a technique that's most effective when one person touches another. That's how we teach it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll teach you the 2 points that we call the greeting. And you take that index and middle finger of your dominant hand, and you lightly touch like a butterfly just below the breastbone in that soft tissue area right on the skin. And we touch on the skin, too.
Okay.
And so if you feel that on yourself, you just get to that hard bone, and it gets soft just below that breastbone. And you lightly touch for 6 to 8 seconds with that dominant hand.
Okay.
And you hold that there for 6 to 8 seconds.
Okay.
Now there's a second point to the greeting. You're going to take that same dominant hand, and you're now going to move it. If you feel in the back of your neck and you follow your neck down, you lean it forward a little, there's a big bone that pops
up. Yeah.
Some people know that as C7.
All right.
And if you go to the left of that, about an inch to an inch and a half, and you lightly touch that point, that's what we call point 2 of the greeting.
Okay. Okay.
So those 2 points, point 1 below the breastbone, point 2 to the left of the big bone, with the same dominant hand is the key to the system. That starts the healing process.
Mm.
From there, if you knew nothing else in our manual, if you didn't know the lung set or the blood pressure set or the eye set, we have, you know, abdomen sets. We have area-specific sets. If you didn't know anything and you just wanted to work with someone that had a local problem, that they either had a headache or they bumped their elbow or they have an arthritic knee, there's 3 different ways that we can touch. And now you always use both hands at the same time.
Okay.
So use the index and the middle finger of each hand, and you can touch areas that are painful 3 different ways. One of them is you can take those 2 hands and you can lightly touch on the pain.
Yes.
In different areas around the pain.
All right.
You can touch through the pain. If it's on a knee, you can go side to side, front to back.
Wow.
And you're doing all this lightly like a butterfly for 6 to 8 seconds.
With both fingers, with both hands.
With both hands, yes.
Mid-finger,
the only thing we do is we don't touch our hands together, but we just lightly touch around the pain. And the third way that we touch is we can slowly and deliberately move the fingers across the affected area. We call that sweeping.
Okay.
And you can slowly go any direction. You can go around, but you do want to do it slow.
Right.
And if you do that in any area, if it's a neck, you've got a neck ache, you can just touch around the neck. If you've got a sinus problem, you can just do that around the sinus, even though we have some specific sets to really help the healing process.
Yeah, yeah.
But that will take care of local problems. So what your audience just learned was the key to the system and then how to work with some local problems. And, and it can be very effective.
Thank you for that. That's fascinating.
From what you know
stuff.
Now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you do have to pick up the book, guys, to get more into it and learn more about it. And by the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today, Deborah Childhouse. She's the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. It's based on scientific evidence and been around for a long time, but this is a much simpler process than all the machinations that we read about going into trances and, you know, as portrayed, you know, by the movie, what was that, Resurrection? Is that what we were talking about, Deborah?
Resurrection.
Yeah, with Ellen Burstyn. This is a simpler technique, as Paul just described. And, of course, we're talking to Paul Buckey, who's working on the book as well and a contributor and really turn Deborah on to the BioTouch method. Now, you describe BioTouch. We were just talking about how it's sort of different, how it's simple. You say that several times in your book, Deborah, that your hands get warm or kind of hot while giving treatments. And why is this? What's going on there?
Well, I'm not even sure why that happens to me. It doesn't happen to everybody. Mm. But for some reason, when I am giving someone a BioTouch session, I just, I start to get so hot. And it's funny. And the ironic part is that when I used to try to want to bring heat into my fingertips
right.
to heal that old way, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But here, all I do have to do is start doing BioTouch. And my fingers, my hands, my arms, I mean, I start to become a hot mess. And
yeah. Yes.
I don't know. It doesn't happen to everybody, but boy, I know something's happening, that's for sure.
So how is this so different from some of the other hands-on healing methods that have been passed down through centuries?
Well, I think the main thing that's different is, A, anybody can do this one.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened to a lot of the healing work that's out there now, we've started to create techniques that have gone from simplicity to being complicated in A, having levels, B, having to be either initiated or have someone attune you or give you the energy. There's also, in most of them, high prices to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
And this just sort of takes it back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Egypt, an elder there showed me actually some hieroglyphs that actually showed people doing that. One of those points that I had actually just taught you was actually in a hieroglyph.
Wow.
So he actually said it's an ancient Chemetian Egyptian healing technique that could be 20, 30,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which means, as you were saying, healing has been around since human beings have been on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the big difference between this is it again empowers the masses of people
yes.
to do that which they have a birthright to participate in.
Right. And also in your book you talk about that wow factor. What is that about that you can share with the listeners?
Yeah, Paul, you talk about the wow factor.
I
go
like
ahead.
That. Yeah.
The wow factor. Well, it's interesting. I went to another conference. It was a psychology seminar. And we set up a booth there, and one of the men there who was talking about mind-body connection work said he just couldn't believe in that unless it had some documentation and data. And what he found was that people make changes in the deepest seat of their consciousness whenever they've had a wow factor in their life. And then he said to the audience, he says, so I want you to go out there where they're doing that touch stuff, and I want you to get a session with them, he says, because that makes changes in the deepest seat of consciousness. And it was interesting for me because what I realized was whenever we do a session with someone,
right.
even if we're at the Safeway or if we're out in a mall and we have a booth set up,
yeah.
and you do 3 to 5 minutes, or we were in a high school and we did this in the lunchroom with the kids.
Wow. Yeah.
Even if, there you go. The wow. the
yeah, that's amazing. You got it.
Your son did the same thing at that point in the conversation.
That's right. That's exactly right. My son was talking to you about that. That is right.
Yeah, and he asked about the wow factor, and
yeah.
that's exactly it. It's the wow of the simplicity. People get 3 to 5 minute little session of even just doing their neck and their head, which works on the whole brain,
mm-hmm.
and they sort of open their eyes, and they go, wow. And what this doctor knew was changes were beginning to happen. They might
right.
not be noticeable to us, but changes were happening in the deepest seat of our consciousness, which means that started to percolate to the body, which mm-hmm. means it percolated to our life. And so our whole purpose is to encourage people to grow in self-awareness, and that's really what starts to happen
mm-hmm.
as the body and the mind start to work together and get better.
That is amazing. And, you know, it is sort of, in a way, I've had, like, acupressure done. So, I mean, there is a certain sense of pressure, though. It's like acupuncture, only you're using the hands-on. And, it, you know, it's moving energy around. But this is not like that, because you have a lot of the very gentle, like you call it, butterfly touches involved
right.
in, right?
Right, exactly. It's very different.
Mm-hmm. So, You say it's so important for people to learn this, Deborah. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, because it's so empowering.
Yeah.
You know, there's something you can do. You have some measure of control over a situation when someone you care about is in pain or
yeah.
they're sick.
Yes.
Recently, my mother passed away. She passed away about 3 months ago now.
Yeah.
And the last 6 weeks of her life, she was in hospice,
mm-hmm.
and I would go and I would do, you know, a few BioTouch minutes on her. And it was amazing how she would be less agitated. She would be breathing more deeply. You know, she needed less pain medication. You know, there was such a difference. And it gave me this measure that, wow, I'm helping her.
Right.
And that's helping me. And even though, you know, she was at the end of her life, I know that BioTouch actually helped her to release. You know, it was something, you know, that I could do at the very end of her life, as well as, you know, working on people to help them, you know, throughout their life. So that is why, you know, this feeling of being able to do something in this situation.
Right.
Or something as simple as, you know, working on your kids when they're sick. And
yeah,
I wish I had known this when my kids were little, because, that would have been really helpful. But now my husband, who was a real skeptic, I mean, he thought that BioTouch sounded just like, you know, ridiculous.
Right.
He now, you know, he's real active. He's a hiker and a biker, and he has all these aches and pains. And he'll come to me now, and he'll, because he knows it works, and he'll say, "Well, could you work on my back hurt or my?" So that is just, it's awesome to be able to do that, or to have somebody work on you and know that, hey, you know, they're going to relieve, you know, some symptoms. You know, whether it's a cold or allergies or you know, sinus or skin condition, whatever it is. So exciting to me.
That's exciting. Got an email here from Britt, who emailed me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, and she said, "So this is supported by scientific research? Can you tell me all of the medical conditions that you have seen that have been healed by this?" Okay. All right. That's a good question.
Well, yeah. I mean, the science is starting to be there. Again, I gave you Dr. Schwartz and Dr. Ross. There's other scientific data out there, not just with BioTouch, but the whole human energy field. Energy medicine is a big thing now. We don't have a lot of time and energy and money to put into the research for this particular technique. We did do a little bit, and that's on our website, justtouch.com. There's a whole section of the research data that we did.
So that's touch.com.
Just touch.com. And that has the research. It also has a list of health conditions. And pretty much if there's a health condition the body gets, BioTouch can address it. Again, we're not saying BioTouch will get rid of the problem, but we do know, even with the research, that it alleviates many, many of the symptoms where doctors have said to us, you know, if we get people off of one pill, that's a success. And that we know happens. We also know that the data shows stress was reduced across the board. And as we've been learning, most of our diseases are stress-related. So if that's all we're doing is reducing stress, we're already that much further ahead of the game.
Well, that's right,
And so if there's a symptom with the body, BioTouch can address it. We also encourage people to continue seeing their doctor, their healthcare practitioner, their alternative medicine practitioner. BioTouch works great in conjunction with anything that you're doing, whether it's herbs or medicine, whether it's an operation or deciding not to do the operation or healing after the operation.
That's amazing. And you know, I was just reading that in your book here about the effects of lowering anxiety. And, you know, that's really tied up in so many, you know, diseases that we have. They even attribute cancers, many cancers, to the amount of stress and, you know, the cortisol that's released in order to, you know, that's really toxic for us, you know. So
absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit more about that, Deborah?
Well, you know, what I love is when I start to do a BioTouch session on someone, even if it's for 3 minutes, they just start to already relax. They start to sigh, first of all. And they just take this big, you know, breath and they let it out. So when they sigh, I find that I'm sighing along with them. And their shoulders are relaxing. And, you know, they just, they're feeling like somebody is caring for them, you know, on this human-to-human, you know, touch level, which is just so important to all of us, to our well-being.
It is.
And you know, I can see afterwards that no matter what's bothering them or, you know, what has happened to them, you know, they're smiling, you know. They're just feeling so much better. I kind of feel guilty sometimes sending them back out into the world and, you know, traffic and, right. And all, because they get to this relaxed state. And
exactly.
And even at home, you know, here, I mean, I've worked on my cousin who's come over the house, and, you know, she had, you know, all kinds of, you know, stress and anxieties and back, you know, pain and knots, you know, that she had worked herself in. And, and the, you know, the difference, you know, a lot of people fall asleep. They fall asleep right there on the table or on the bed.
Oh.
You know, it's just, it feels great.
Right. And it's something that everybody actually can do, which is amazing if you learn, you know, the right points in which to use the BioTouch technique, which I really like. It's not like you have to have this special energy of love coming from, you know, okay, well, here we go. And I'm not, you know, I'm not making fun of it, because I mean, love is positive energy, and that's what we're all about, is vibration. And, you know, as Dave says, Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, that's all it's about, really, is you know.
And what's interesting about that is we all have that.
Right.
We all have love.
Right.
I mean, that's not something you go to get. You don't learn it. You don't, guru doesn't give it to you. You don't pray for it. It's innate. It's an inherent in our being.
Mm.
And when I was in that little town in Colorado, the thing that really got me to want to get involved was one of the old timers actually said that Norman and Carol, the folks that created the technique, brought love to the Mancos Valley.
Mm.
And I thought, here it was. I'd been studying all the different philosophies and spiritual paths, and here was this thing called love happening in this little town in Colorado with usually, you know, mining engineers, ranchers, cowboys, very religious community of very differing opinions. And this guy just said Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley. And that's really the purpose of why we teach BioTouch, is it's just about sharing love in a very practical way without having to have all of the philosophies about it.
Well, that's right. You don't need to go into the room with all the crystals and the candles and, you know, all the incense going on. Like you said, Paul, when you first met that guy, you just kind of went, what? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know about this, so...
Yeah, there he was, you know, drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes and eating cookies and you know, wow, all this healing going on.
A lot of our favorite things are. Hey, what's the best way to find out more about the both of you and get a hold of your book, BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips?
Well, first you can go to my website, which is DeborahSchildhaus.com, and that's D-E-B-R-A-S-C-H-I-L-D as in David, H-O-U-S-E, DeborahSchildhaus.com.
Yes.
There's a lot of information about the book and about BioTouch. And you can also pick up my book on paperback or Kindle on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the major bookstores, and also at JustTouch.com, which is the BioTouch website.
Yeah. It's really great, and you can find out a lot. I mean, when you just Google it, there's a slew of information, but you really got to check it out, guys. It's a great book, and it'll you know, introduce you to the treatment, some of the scientific studies behind it. Great stories about people who actually have been healed on many levels. And, you know, I'm a psychologist, so I'm always interested in how people can, you know, manage their depression and anxiety without medications. I mean, that's a biggie. You know, I'm not down on medications, because I've seen people's lives change, but something in tandem, you know, if you have the medication in tandem with the BioTouch, this can really possibly change someone's life too, in terms of their depression and anxiety. And of course, chronic pain, such as yours, Paul, that kind of thing.
Right.
So.
And that's the big one. Yeah. Just to reduce some of the pain. And also, so your listeners know, you know, if they have any questions or on the website too, is our toll-free number, is our email address, and we're happy to answer individual questions. And,
super.
And, you know, we don't expect people to believe in it.
Well, sure.
In fact, I don't believe in it. I can't believe something so simple can be so effective. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to even try it or ask us more pinpointed questions if they want. And, you know, to get to feel comfortable to do it.
Well, I hear you. It's amazing. Well, listen, we're out of time, guys. It's been so much fun, and thank you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, thank you.
What happened? What's going on here? Went so fast. Again, check it out, the book. It's BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, Deborah Childhouse. And, of course, it's an amazing story, the real-life story of the other guest, my man on the line here, Paul Buckey, and how he came to discover BioTouch after dealing with chronic back pain. And it's a wonderful book, wonderful story. And I thank you so much, guys, for bringing this healing treatment out there to the masses.
You're so very welcome.
And for
creating these treatments, this nonprofit organization. Bless you both. Wow. That's so cool. All right, thanks. Guys. Have a wonderful weekend coming up. And thanks again for sharing your stories, which are really inspiring to a lot of people.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take good care now. All right, that's, once again, the book is called BioTouch, and you can find out, how to heal yourself or maybe some others. It has a lot of scientific information behind it, and, I'm into managing depression and anxiety. That's my thing. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and thank you for listening today. Next week, we're going to find out a little bit more about the memoirs of a psychotherapist. What goes on in the mind of the therapist? What are we thinking when you're on our couch? And what are some of the fascinating stories? We're going to have Catherine Foster on again with her great book. Thanks for listening, everybody. As I always do say, take good care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, and that's the way it works in the world. Check me out, talkshowtherapist.com, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye now.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Flashing rays of colored light.